We go back now to Jim Fitzmaurice, who's a playwright and professor of theater history and literature at Tulane University. Jim, you know, you've got government intrigue. You've got corporations trying to scuttle out from underneath what looks like a scandal, maybe taking a high moral ground here. You've got Julian Assange in the center of the whole thing. There's apparently some consensual relationships up in Sweden. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No, the great thing about it is that you have so many angles in terms of who you want to make the protagonist if you decided to create a drama out of this. I mean, is it Assange versus the government? I mean, are you talking about decision makers in the press trying to determine what information should be released against government pressure? You could talk about government officials who are attempting to mitigate the damage being caused by a reckless publicity hound. So, I mean, in terms of options in regards to creating the drama, they really are endless. And the idea is really, who's your audience and what do you see the kind of the principal stand of the freedom of information, or are we talking about a drama about preventing a reckless opportunist from, you know, wrecking potential American contacts and American interests around the globe? So the possibilities for a drama are kind of endless. And
here's a little plot line for you. Look, you know what's happened this morning? MasterCard.com is down. That was one of the sort of hack threats from WikiLeaks at a certain point. We don't know why it's down, but it is down this morning. So, I mean, it's like we're in the movie ourselves, Jim.
I mean, and like I said, in a lot of ways, you could flip the thing on Assange and have basically, you know, small government agents attempting to stop what appears to be a widespread attempt to kind of bring down American information and influence all around the globe.
And then there's the Sorkin view, who did the movie about Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. There may be deep psychological issues inside Julian Assange. You could explore those.
Well, I mean, and, you know, that's one of the other great things, too. I mean, if you do a character study, you're talking about essentially a man who is a conduit for information, who in many ways comes across as a very, very unknowable figure. He is very, very elusive in terms of how his character is presented. You could do almost kind of a Citizen Kane approach where you have this fractured character in which you're trying to piece the whole thing together and using the information that he acquires as a way of showing wherever he decides to focus tells more about him than the information he's revealing.
And the whole thing could come down to like a letter to a girlfriend who jilted him that his friend posted online.
Absolutely. Or yeah, exactly. The fact that information about him was leaked or that he lost control of a situation and now he's attempting to kind of wrestle it back by controlling information that no one thought they could get their hands on.
All right. Let's remind our listeners, Jim, you got to stay with us. I want to check with you before the end of the hour. We want to remind our listeners, we are playing out the fictional themes here on Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. But Jim Fitzmaurice is a playwright and professor of theater history and literature at Tulane University. Man, this story has everything. Thanks, Jim. Stay with us.
All right.